This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Jordan Bell. Cal Poly's satellite programs are now the talk of the space industry, with some of the most cutting-edge technology destined for launch pads and already circling the planet. Cal Poly projects have been among some of the nation's most high-profile satellite launches of recent, and scientists with the university tell us there's much more to come. Like is often the case with technology, devices tend to get smaller as they advance. Satellites are no different. And one area where Cal Poly shines is with their small satellite programs. Right now, scientists from around the globe are in Logan, Utah for the Small Satellite Conference at Utah State University. A team from Cal Poly is eagerly awaiting a big announcement this afternoon, the Small Satellite of the Year Award. There are 12 teams up for it, and Cal Poly is represented by more than just one of those. Joining us now from the ongoing conference is Justin Foley, Cal Poly CubeSat's system engineer. Welcome to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And John Bilardo, a Cal Poly associate professor in the computer science department. Welcome as well.
Thank you very much.
So, Justin, I'd like to start with you. You've been associated with the small satellite program at Cal Poly for a full decade. What does it feel like to have your work and the work of your colleagues so well represented today at this conference and in the space industry as a whole?
It's extremely rewarding, and it's really exciting to see how much the industry has grown over the last 10 years. It was a little slow starting, but once people got the idea and started seeing the benefits, it really took off.
And John, these are really technical operations, but can you briefly describe for us which Cal Poly satellite programs are up for the awards today, CubeSat, LightSail, Mars Communications?
Sure. So we have two of the satellites that are being voted on at the moment. The first one, ExoCube, was built at Cal Poly, largely by Cal Poly undergraduate and master students. That one launched back in January, and we've been operating it. The second satellite is the one that has received more publicity. That was LightSail, as you mentioned. That was funded by the Planetary Society, and that was actually not built by Cal Poly. Cal Poly has a few components in there, and we provided a lot of the operation support for that, to send the commands up to the satellite, to deploy the sails, to take the images, things like that. So those are the two that are up for vote that Cal Poly had a big involvement in.
Okay. And how tough is the competition there?
There are a number of very good, useful science missions in the 10 that are represented. Everything from the really small CubeSats, which is what we've been building, all the way up to much larger 50-kilogram-sized satellites. So the competition is very good this year.
All right. And Justin, this is the small satellite conference, so I'm sure you have a bias when I ask this question, but is this where satellites are headed? Is smaller better?
Well, there's definitely benefits to going smaller. It tends to be cheaper and a little bit easier to accept risk. So if you take a larger satellite mission and break it up into several smaller missions, you have the ability to accept, you know, more if there's a failure of a component on one of the satellites, you know, that doesn't take down the whole mission. It just, you know, maybe it degrades your capability a little bit, but for the most part, your mission is still successful. So it allows, you know, cheaper, more rapid development times. And so there's definitely interest in the larger satellite community to start going in that direction, if nothing else, to supplement the larger satellite missions.
Mm-hmm. And, John, what can we expect to see next coming out of Cal Poly satellite programs? Is there anything headed to a launch pad that most of us listening can relate to?
Sure. We have three satellites in various stages of development. The one that's going to launch the soonest, which will hopefully be in sometime in 2016, but these schedules are a bit finicky, is designed to measure the environment, how much the rocket vibrates during launch. There's a lot of requirements that these satellites have to meet in terms of how hard you shake them, and they shouldn't fall apart. Right? That's part of survivability on launch. And the environment inside the deployer has not been measured before. And so what we're trying to do with that particular mission, this would be CP9 is this mission, which is a joint mission with Merritt Island High School out in Florida. What we're going to do is we're going to measure that environment so that we can provide all the CubeSat developers in the community with reasonable parameters so they don't have to build their satellite to be too robust, so they don't have to shake it so hard it falls apart. And so that's the next one up, and that will launch in 2016. That's one that we built primarily with Merritt Island High School. We also expect the second light sail, light sail B, to launch on the same rocket.
For the future, now, what does this mean for Cal Poly in general if one of the particular projects is awarded today?
I think it is recognition of all the hard work and effort that goes into any one of these missions. When people are given awards, usually you just see the end result and you don't get to see all the trauma and the pain and the long hours that people go through in order to actually accomplish the objective. And I think, you know, it's recognition of that. It's recognition of the importance of the mission itself, the mission objectives. It's also recognition of, you know, what the general community or the larger community sees as being valuable.
John Bilardo and Justin Foley, two members from the Cal Poly team at the Small Satellite Conference at Utah State University. Best of luck with the judging today, and let us know how you do. We'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. Thank you so much for joining us on Issues and Ideas today.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
And for Issues and Ideas, I'm Jordan Bell.